Very disappointing, more so than the manner of the defeat. I think we were really at the races, bar a probably 15, 20 minute spell second half, where we got it down and played some nice football and created a few decent chances, but now unfortunately never capitalised on them.
Yeah, you're proud, I suppose, an adventurous enough starting lineup with Matthew Harkin and Michael Doherty on the flanks tonight, but your team didn't really create anything of note until a couple of chances in the second half.
No, that's it. I mean, we thought we should just, it was time to freshen up a few things too, and the two boys that came in, to be fair to them, have been working extremely hard in training as well, and they look very bright in training. I think they deserve their chance. Mark obviously had a bit of an injury coming into the game too, and Michael Funston had his work commitments, did an overnight shift as well, so we just thought now's the opportune time to put the two boys in and freshen it up, just, you know.
The goal you conceded as well, 20 minutes from time, disappointing goal to be given away.
Yeah, just sloppiness. I mean, we cleared the ball and then went out wide, and we just sat in there, and when it came back in to the box again, we didn't deal with it. The guy got the header knocked down, and the guy was unmarked then, just tucked it away, like, you know. So again, there's a few aspects of the goal which is disappointing. The fact that when it did come out, we didn't clear our lines properly, there was no pressure, no getting the guy putting it back in the box, we didn't deal with the initial header, and then the guy was left unmarked, they took it away as well. So no, there's a few.
I know you spoke last Friday night after the game against Wexford about being disappointed with that performance, and I suppose you're disappointed maybe not to have got a reaction to that game.
Yep, no, definitely. I mean, it's we've just sort of had a fairly honest sort of conversation with the players there now, and things need to improve very quickly. I mean, it's all good in the sense of saying that we were unbeaten there, like, but there was a couple of games too without a win. Mm. So this is another game without a win. So I mean, for the overall picture, as I said fairly regularly, I don't think we've given a proper performance for 90 minutes, and maybe barring than the Cove game. And whilst we've shown what we're capable of, we haven't done it in nowhere near the consistency that we're looking for.
And I suppose in a division like this that is so, so tight, it's very, very important not to be losing too much ground.
Exactly. There's a very, very thin line between winning and losing this, and you've seen that tonight. I mean, Kieran Gallagher also didn't have much to do nor the door keeper. We had two sort of one-on-ones where Kevin got in, keeper saved, Paul McVeigh got in, dwelt too long on the ball, allowed the boy to get back a recovery challenge, and then the one Michael Doherty hit the post from. You know, so we did have our chances, and that was at 0-0. And if we had took one of those, then it's a different game. But and then they go up the other end and sneak the goal. So I mean, it's as I say, then you're chasing the game.
You have though back-to-back home games now, Salt Hill and Waterford, and a chance, I suppose, to get some redemption in front of your home crowd now with those back-to-back games.
Well, that's it. It's important now that we get something for them games, particularly because it's at home. But more so to get us back on track as such, you know, and I'll most definitely be expecting a reaction this week.